Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Steve Pichenik, Dr. Steve Pichenik again, and now I'm asking another question. Why, after 11 disastrous years, are we Americans still in Afghanistan? If we fought two wars and started in 1940 to 45, with starting with only 100,000 men in our troops and build it up to 11 million men, thanks to George Marshall, Eisenhower, Patton, and other famous generals like Curtis LeMay and other brave, brave warriors, why is it that we're still in Afghanistan with generals who have failed and military officers and civilian intelligence and civilian leaders who have failed us? Let me ask you this question. Let's examine it very carefully. The true answer, in contrast to the lies of Clinton, Bush Jr., and Obama, is that the war is worth waging. There are vast reserves of minerals, natural gas, opium, and CIA-sponsored so-called terrorism acts in the strategic geopolitical area bordering China, Russia, Iran, Pakistan, and Central Asia. The opium fields alone are worth a revenue stream of $200 million annually in illegal cash to the CIA black ops. We're talking cash, no records, no accountability, just like the Vietnam War, the Burma Triangle. You get the idea. Let's start with the fake reasons that we Americans were given to sacrifice our innocent men and women, our wounded warriors, our men who and women who'd suffered from PTSD, hemicorpectomies, disastrous lifestyles, 40% suicide rates. They were told directly from the CIA and the neocon Bush, Cheney, Wolfowitz, sponsored 9/11 attack on the World Trade Center, the following. The reason we're going into Afghanistan, and this is what Obama continued to say, is that we have defined by our government as that Afghanistan is a state-sponsored terrorism. That's not true, as we well know. There is no terrorism in Afghanistan. There's terrorism that we have created through the CIA, through strategic tensions, through organizations that we've created to fight so-called Taliban, who I have remembered 10 years before were invited by Zalmay Khalilzad, our former ambassador to Afghanistan and Iraq, into the White House to see Clinton, and who were offered over $100 million to protect the TAP pipeline, gas pipeline, but refused. And so now we're at war with the so-called terrorist gang in order to maintain our gas pipeline. So let me go on. The 11-year war is also retribution, according to our administration, for the 9/11 attacks. That's not true. 9/11 was created, as we all know, and I've talked to you about it in my previous speeches and other blogs, by Bush Jr., Clinton, and sustained by Obama when he said we killed the already dead Osama bin Laden. And then the third reason we were in Afghanistan is the United States government and NATO is bringing democracy and freedom to a Muslim-suppressed, war-torn society. Absolutely false. Afghanistan, in fact, is not war-torn. It is not poor. It is far richer in minerals and gas than all of Saudi Arabia, a defunct country in itself and a family, a country that really does not exist as an entity or a government. That's Saudi Arabia, but really exists as a serfdom of seven corrupt princes, all of whom have absolutely no legitimacy whatsoever other than the fact that the British put them there to control Anglo-American oil. Now, the simple reason we've been in Afghanistan for 11 years and supported a crooked ex-Delhi owner named Hamid Karzai is because Afghanistan is a treasure of minerals, coal, opium, gas, oil, and strategic geopolitical points from which the CIA and U.S. military can cause unnecessary conflagrations around Russia, China, Pakistan, Iran, and Central Asia. Unfortunately, our Pentagon, once again, has lied, not only lied about Iraq and Pakistan, but has lied about Afghanistan. Again and again, our Pentagon, our military intelligence, CIA, and other civilians have lied once again in 2010 that it has a very bad record of veracity, and it's being brought to the point of legitimacy whether we really need a present military, CIA, or civilian government that is continuously lying to our public and has no legitimacy whatsoever. So the question is, what are they lying about? And when they're lying about Osama bin Laden, 9/11, and they lied about Benghazi. And now we have to deal with the real issues of what is the lie about Afghanistan. Unfortunately, one of the military officers whom I did admire, and I still would like to admire, unfortunately made a major, major mistake. And this is the mistake he made. This is General David Petraeus. In a survey that was done by the Pentagon, the CIA, and Obama, with the U.S. Geological Survey and USAID, which is an organization that's really a front for the CIA and other intelligence organizations, really provides very little funding or aid to anything that's effective. They're really just a way of paying off criminals and foreign crooks. They claim the following, that, quote, the previously unknown deposits, including huge veins of iron, copper, cobalt, gold, and critical industrial materials like lithium, are so big and include so many minerals that are essential to modern industry that Afghanistan could eventually be transformed into one of the most important mining centers of the world. That's what David Petraeus, and that's what our Pentagon revealed in 2010 in a report. However, that's not the problem. The real problem is that we've known about this for a very, very long time. And we've known about it all the way from the time of the 1960s when the Soviets were in there, and the Soviets gave us a full reading and accountability of what in fact was in the Hindu Kush Mountains, where I had visited in the 1970s and 80s in order to work against the Soviet Union. Now, ironically, the Soviets were at that time receiving over 2.5 billion meters of gas, cubic meters of gas, and they were already exploring the deposits of gold, fluoride, barytes, marble, anax, and so on and so forth in the Hindu Kush Mountains. And here are the following minerals which were found in Afghanistan and why we've been there for 11 years in order to protect the mining concerns and construction concern and gas pipelines that we already have in there and have nothing to do with democracy and terrorism. Some of the minerals are going to be a little hard to explain, but I'll go through them very quickly. Pegmatite discovered east of Kabul. Lithium, it's an incredible amount, over $1 trillion worth of lithium. We need lithium in the batteries in the Dreamliner by Boeing. Beryllium, thorium, tantalum, all used in airlines, electronics, and spacecraft. All of this was well known to Soviet research, over 1,400 mineral outcroppings and 70-odd commercial interests. So why, in fact, were we just told that this was done for democracy? It was done in order to bring in and fight terrorists who were exploiting the country, and it was brought in by a man by the name of Zalmay Khalilzad. Now, I've known Zalmay Khalilzad for over 20, 30 years. Personally, I had liked him initially in the 1980s. We worked together on the West Bank in Jericho. We worked with the PLO. He subsequently became a neocon and was a neocon. He is, in my belief, a CIA asset. And he, in turn, I was there in his house when he appointed a totally incompetent man who had a medical history of bipolar mental illness by the name of Hamid Karzai, Hamidkarzai. That's the president of Afghanistan. I repeat again, I was there in Zalmay's house when he appointed Hamid Karzai. So we put in a president who was a delicatessen owner in Silver Spring, Maryland, who had a bipolar mental disorder. We knew very well he represented nobody. He was controlled and enveloped by over 600 to 700 special forces from private mercenary groups like Blackwater and other groups similar to that, never really represented any of the ethnic tribes, and was there to collect over $3 billion in cash in both the opium trade and the mineral trade, and to guarantee that the pipelines going through Afghanistan would be significant and would be systematic for our own businesses, including those in the military-industrial complex, those located in Louisiana and in Texas. In particular, we're talking about TAPI, which is an $8 billion plan executed TAPI pipeline, 1,900 kilometers of pipe, which will transport natural gas from Turkmenistan through Afghanistan into Pakistan, then into India. And it's about money. And it's always been about money, and it's always been about the following. We create terrorism, as Henry Kissinger once said, a man whom I worked for and I really detested and I think should be tried as a war criminal because of the actions he committed in the Vietnam War, the deaths he created, the number of attacks that he unnecessarily executed, and the absurd Nobel Prize that received, that he created a concept called strategic tension, where we allow ourselves to get into areas in order to exploit the minerals, the gas, and all the other strategic elements that we need. And then in turn, we sacrifice our men, women, and our own country in order to maintain our supremacy as a republic and, more importantly, as an empire. It is now time for you, Mr. and Miss America, to understand not only was the war in Iraq a waste, but the war in Afghanistan is a waste, and it was done for and by those who were greedy politicians, civilian, military, and industrial. So, Mr. and Mrs. America, please wake up and please act accordingly. Good night and goodbye. This is Dr. Steve Pachenik.